Yeah, I strongly identify with Bharat. I only had that sense of shame or guilt after I came to college when, like, people would kind of call me out on it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Suitcases. This is a show where we unpack immigration stories and explore complex topics that transcend borders and culture. I am Raksha Rajagopalan.
And I am Bharat Madras Natarajan. This is the first episode in our mini-series, Balancing Identities. As folks in the diaspora and from immigrant backgrounds, we are caught in between different worlds. Every day is a delicate balance between different groups that we interact with. We created this mini-series to unpack the different ways we ourselves perform this balancing act. Join us for this conversation.
What is in a name? For most of us, our names are closely tied to our identities, how the world identifies us, and perhaps more importantly, how we identify ourselves. But for many of us in the diaspora living in this part of the world, the names given to us are not necessarily intuitive. The hesitation as a stranger is about to read out your name for the first time. The unearned confidence with which a coworker wrongly pronounces your name in a room full of people. The look you get from different people just because you introduce yourself with a different version of your name than the one you use with them. These are all moments a lot of us have experienced throughout our lives.
Eventually, we start to identify with these different versions of our names and nicknames. Versions that our forefathers would be appalled to hear if they were in the same room. And yet, we navigate through this space where different groups of people may identify us differently. Maybe we ourselves have these different identities we embody when interacting with these different groups of people. Identities that all weirdly feel authentic in their own ways. That's what today's conversation is about. Our complicated relationship with our names. After Raksha and I had this conversation, we wanted to find out if our friends and family also had these complicated dynamics with their names. We added some of these conversations at the end of this episode.
Bharat, you and I, we've had so many conversations about, especially your name, man, and your relationship with names. And that's where this idea was born.
Yeah.
And made me think a lot more about my name. So Bharat, I want to know all things name, especially yours, and tell me how you feel about your name in particular, and give us all the deets.
It's complicated. Looking back, I don't really think I had any issues with my name growing up. But then once I came to the US for college, I think I was really kind of felt this sense of whiplash because, man, I realized that I was pronouncing my name wrong with a lot of people. And I would get caught in these places where I would be comfortable pronouncing my name wrong. So growing up in Zambia, we had different groups of friends, right? We had, you know, people in the Indian community that we hung out with. And with all the Indian folks, my name would be Bharat. And at school, which, you know, there were times when I was really the only Indian person in the whole school for months on end, if not years. So at school, I would be Bharat. And I grew up from grade one all the way through high school being called Bharat. And obviously my Indian friends at school would call me Bharat. And I never really noticed any kind of weird difference with that. You know, I never felt like...
It was natural.
It was very natural. And I felt like to some extent those two worlds were kind of separate. So I didn't really feel awkward introducing myself as Bharat or introducing myself as Bharat.
Which one do you identify more with?
That's a really complicated question because to some extent, I think I identify more with Bharat. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because like a lot of my closest friends are my friends from high school. Mm-hmm. And like some of them call me Bharat. And for the longest time, my partner used to call me Bharat at the beginning of the relationship. Right. So for me, it never felt like, oh, this is like someone is mispronouncing my name or anything. I never felt the need to correct it.
Right.
But then I came to the US for college. And all of a sudden, I would be in rooms of people where there are Indians and there are Americans and they are folks from different backgrounds, right? So whenever I introduce myself as Bharat, the very first time that I really felt like someone like pushed back on that and was like, oh, why are you pronouncing your name that way? It's actually Bharat. That was in college.
Wow.
And I was just like, whoa, okay. And now I guess I'm conscious of my name. Like, is Bharat just offensive to people when I introduce myself as that? Because like, yeah. I'd be in rooms where I'd introduce myself as Bharat, and I have either an Indian or Pakistani or Desi coworker or friend, and they would look at me weirdly like,
aren't you Bharat?
Yeah, and some people would even interject and be like, oh, it's actually Bharat. And I'm just like, bro, that's my name.
I know, I like to go by Bharat, mate.
Yeah, well, actually, my name, damn, you know? But then even in the Indian community, in South India, my name is Bharat. But with a lot of North Indians, they'll be like, Bharat.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, again, I'm comfortable with it, but whenever I'm in a room with Indians, I would introduce myself as Bharat, and they'd be like, oh, so Bharat. I'm just like, oh, okay. Are they kind of like, in a way, correcting me again?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I always felt like I had these different versions of my name. And even like my closest Indian friends, they would kind of like tongue in cheek, kind of make fun of me whenever I introduce myself as Bharat.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would be like,
they get it.
We call you Bharat, but we get it, you know? You're yeah. Bharat, you know?
Because I'm trying to think, like, what do I call you Bharat? Bharat.
Yeah, Bharat. The optimized version of my name is Bharat with like a hard T at the end. Even then, it's not Indian, but it's maybe the middle ground where like Indian folks maybe aren't too like offended by it if
yeah,
they hear it.
Yeah.
But also, it's fairly easy to say for other folks. So yeah, I never really thought about it until I came to college. And I think looking at it now is when I feel like, yeah, I strongly identify with Bharat, you know, but I only had that sense of shame or guilt after I came to college when like people would kind of call me out on it. A lot of us try to adapt, and you do see people who try to change up their accent. Like we know people who go to the UK for college and then they come back after one term or one semester and they've got this British accent. I'm just like, bro,
how did that happen?
Really? You just went, mate. Like you just went, you know? And obviously, if folks have been there for like 4 or 5 years, you kind of understand that you kind of have to, you change your accent, you change the way you talk, you change the way you communicate so that people understand you better. So that's the same thing with names too. Like I just felt like, oh, are other people thinking that I'm whitewashing my name just to kind of like feel cool or fit in? Which wasn't even really the case. It's just I genuinely kind of associated myself
with Bharat,
with that version of my name, Bharat. Yeah. That's kind of my, I don't know, my complicated, you know, coming to terms of my name and how different people perceive it, which is still very, very weird. I always think, you know, if there's ever like a new chapter in my life, maybe like, you know, when I started work, when I did my first internship, maybe I should have just introduced myself as Bharat. And that way, like, people aren't confused with Bharat or Bharat. Because even at work, my brown coworkers call me Bharat. And the white coworkers call me Bharat. And if we're ever in a room and I'm giving a presentation, there's always this sense of, are there enough brown people in this room?
To be like, I am Bharat?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, are there enough? Is the ratio just like high enough for me to call myself Bharat? Or is it just that one token brown person so I can just say Bharat and, you know, everything will be fine? So I still struggle with it today. But I always think if there's ever a new chapter in my life where I kind of like change jobs or go to a different country or whatnot, maybe I'll just make it easy for myself and just
go with the version you like.
Yeah, either go with the version I like or like the in-between, that like optimized version of my name, Bharat.
Yeah.
You know, it's still kind of like easier to say instead of Bharat, but at the same time, it's not so revulsive for an Indian to hear it, you know? It's kind of understandable.
Oh, God.
So that's, that. In a nutshell, that's been my journey with my name. How about you? Do you ever feel like you kind of switch up your name a little bit or whitewash it a little bit to fit in?
So I don't think I have such a complicated history like you do. The thing is, I think I was always comfortable with my name. So my name's Raksha, but I have versions of it. It's automatic. I don't know if I thought about it so much, but if I'm with people that are not Indian, I just say, hi, my name is Raksha. Or sometimes it comes off as, hi, my name is Raksha. Because I've noticed people that are not Indian, usually, especially in America, people pronounce my name as Raksha. And I'm okay with both versions. But yeah. I think mostly when I introduce myself, I just go, hey, my name is Raksha. And I think my name is pretty easy.
Yeah.
But I've had some thoughts after we started discussing. And because you unconsciously, you do certain things. And, you know, one thing that you mentioned that I do for sure is obviously they're Indian people.
Yeah.
I think, or people that are from Indian or Desi origin, I go with Raksha.
Yeah.
But if it's with a coworker or somebody that's not, or even classmates, I would just say, hey, my name is Raksha. I never thought about it so much.
Yeah.
But I have this thing that I just do, I guess, automatically. The thing is, people really mispronounce my name. I'm not offended by it, but it's just interesting. I mean, I've been called Rakish. Rashka is very common. I mean, people have called me Rashka a lot. I don't know how, but I guess they switched the S and the K.
So at least like they're not adding random letters.
Yeah,
they're
Rakish, just kind of Rashka.
Reading a bit fast. Yeah,
that's right. And but yeah, that's like the names that I've been given. I mean, obviously I've had kids in growing up in school, kind of, you know, make fun of my name. But you know, I'm trying to think like in Zambia too. More than you, I think my cohort was mostly Indian kids. So Raksha was just how I went by. And I can't remember because, you know, it's been over 12 years. And I'm just trying to remember my, you know, how people would call me back home. Yeah. I mean, you. I think you have a wilder ride with your name, dude. I mean, no one's really called me out. I mean, that's just wild, dude. Man,
I have had people who would step in and explain my name on my behalf. And it's like, bro, I am choosing not to expend the energy to do that in this situation. I'm picking my battle, you know? But that happens. But
no, I was going to ask you, do you like the name that you were given at birth? Do you like being Bharat?
I don't necessarily have like a strong sense of, ooh, I am so happy with this name. But I also don't have a sense of, oh, I wish I was given a different name. I'm just like, this is the name I was given. I'm just going to deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the name that I feel a bit more, I guess, a sense of pride with is probably my last name.
Mm-hmm.
So the name situation, I guess, the struggle is in two parts. The first name is what you guys have all heard. But the second name, my last name is Madras Natarajan.
Which is different from your brother.
Yeah. And let's address it now. That's a weird ass name. Madras Natarajan. And it's also not hyphenated.
And also, it's not a middle name. Madras is not a middle name.
Madras, no.
It's all one word, Madras Natarajan?
No. I opened my passport. Under surname, it says Madras space Natarajan.
Oh, okay.
And my given name is Bharat.
Mm-hmm.
But every time when I'm doing any kind of official document, it's either the name is too long. Again, there are a lot of people out there with really long names. So like,
we empathize with you.
That hasn't been a huge issue. But the issue of the name not being hyphenated, people would search up Natarajan as my last name in certain directories, and they'll be like, hey, you don't exist on this list. Or they'll search up only Madras, or they'll put Madras as a middle name, all these like weird combinations. Rahul has sometimes helped me booking tickets for flights. And there are times when he forgets that my last name is Madras Natarajan and everyone else in the family's last name is Natarajan. So he would book a ticket under Bharat Natarajan. I'd be like, oh damn, bro, like now we need to go change everything and like we need to figure this out because like my last name is not the same as yours.
Do you know why you got the Madras? Wasn't it something to do with astrology?
There are a couple of reasons for it. The first reason, the main reason, the reason that I feel a sense of pride in is the way names are in South India, at least, and it may be in other parts of India too, is you usually will see two initials and then like a given name. So you would see like the famous singer, T.M. Krishnan. So a lot of the folks in Appa's side, my dad's side of the family, for generations, we used to be Mullakudi, Natesh Nayyar, and then whatever the first name is. So it used to be M, N, whatever name. So my dad's uncles and everyone was, you know, M.N. Swaminathan, M.N. whatever, M.N. whatever, right? So I think
Appa and Mullakudi is the village they come from, or their descendants.
Yeah, Mullakudi is a tiny village in somewhere in South India that our family at some point set up in and we kind of associate with. So my parents wanted to give me the last name of M.N. My dad's name was already Natarajan. He was named after his grandfather, Natesh Nayyar. So He was named Natarajan, so my name would have been Mullakudi Natarajan Bharath. But I guess at that point, our family had already moved to Madras, Chennai for like a few years. So I think they looked at the name and some astrologer was like, hey, actually, Madras has the right number of letters and vowels, and has, by astrology, this is going to be great. So they decided to give me the unique and challenging name of Madras space Natarajan.
It's like you don't belong to this family.
Yeah. I'm literally the only one in this whole family with a double last name.
That's wild.
But I have a sense of pride in it. I do feel like, okay, you know what? I have a connection to my ancestors. You know, mm-hmm. I have a connection to my forefathers. And I love being the only MN in this family.
Yeah.
So how about you, Raksha? Do you ever feel like you've had issues with your last name?
Not really. Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay, yes and no. So the cool fun fact, this is how I understand it, especially in Tamil Nadu or in South India, people take their father's first name as our last name. Growing up, I enjoyed having my father's first name as my last name. It was a fun thing to tell folks when I was introducing myself.
Yeah.
I used to tell them, you know, South Indians, I don't really have a family name. So my father, so people would be like, Rajagopalan is actually your dad's first name? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, yeah, that's my dad's first name. And it was a fun thing to introduce myself by, you mm-hmm. know, or give a little tidbit, especially when someone says, oh, your name is so unique. And I can tell them a little story if they're interested.
Yeah.
But the thing what my dad did, I think, which I think we found complicated, is that we would all fly, would go on holidays. And I think in the first couple of years of my life, his last name was different from the rest of us. Mm. So what he did was went ahead and officially switched his name to taking his dad's first name, which was my dad's last name, to his first name. And then my dad's first name as Rajagopalan became the family name. Mm. So that is something I thought, you know, what he did was really...
That's really cool. Yeah. I didn't really know about that, because it's the same thing in our family. Like, my dad's name is Natarajan, surname is Srinivasan.
Yeah.
And like, the rest of us are Natarajan, or I guess... The other two are Natarajan.
Oh, this is getting more complicated than I thought this episode was going to be.
But yeah, he never switched his name. But I think it would have been at least somewhat more uniform if he had switched it.
Yeah.
But that's really cool that your dad did that. I didn't know that.
You're right. And I used to find that interesting when telling people, because, you know, it was a fun thing. But honestly, growing up, I just went with it, man. I just went with my name. I love when people will be like, wow, that's a unique name. And I'm like, do you want to know the meaning? I always told people the meaning.
Yeah.
I
said, what's the meaning?
Raksha means to protect.
Mm,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I was like, oh, I have I can tell you my meaning. Yeah, you know, cool, so I think meaning. That's really nice to, I have a name with a meaning. And I used to find that really exciting. Or especially when I came to America. When people would say, oh, that's a unique name, I'd say, oh, it's pretty common. I've heard like other people. I don't know any of the Rakshas, but, you know, I know in India there's a lot of Rakshas, but at least here I could tell them, hey, this is what it means. And I had a sense of pride and having a different name in the room.
Yeah.
So that's my take on my name.
I do have a question. So we've kind of spoken about our names. Have you ever thought about what names you would give your kids?
Yeah, it's a good question. Lately, been a lot of buzzy talks about kids, because a lot of my close friends are pregnant or had babies recently. It's interesting when I had these conversations, before I answer your question, you know, I've had these interesting conversations with these young parents that are, you know, trying to find a name that's easy to pronounce in the country that their child is being born, that is either the US, UK, no, somewhere in the Western world, and also want something that's, you know, unique and wanted modern, wanted short and wanted small. All these, you know, criterias people are building for themselves. And like, man, that is complicated.
Yeah.
I really started thinking about what would I want to name my kids? So I have this fascination about something from like one of the Hindu scriptures or something simple from the Sanskrit origin kind of fascinates me. I'm telling you guys all this right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, things could change and I might come across something really different.
Yeah.
But I have this thing about like, keeping it with our from our roots or from my origin. But I want it to be pretty simple and I want a meaning attached to it, because I think having a meaning for myself, because like Rahul's name, my husband's actual name is Narayan. And that's a God's name. And yeah. So I just thought like having my name with a meaning is pretty cool. And sometimes when I'm listening to like some prayer music, I have all these names that come about and I'm like, oh, yeah. That is cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Bharath? What do you like to name your kids?
Me and Natasha have talked extensively about naming kids. The way we're thinking of the names is the first name being an Indian name.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it doesn't, you know, have some, it needs to have some meaning to it.
Yeah.
But also fairly easy to pronounce. And then the second name being a Zambian name.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the kids have the sense of being both Indian and Zambian. And I know in our families and maybe in our tradition as well, there's no middle name culture. So we would definitely want to have middle names. So at least, you know, our kids have two names they can from both the different cultures.
Yeah. You know, this is crazy. The more we talk about it, the more I'm thinking about all the conversations I've had with different people.
Yeah.
And guys, this topic was just something that Bharath was so fascinated about. And I was just thinking about, how am I going to contribute to this? You know, and then here I am having so many things and thoughts about the name. I think your name is very important. That is your identity.
Yeah. As you said, I think I have had this complicated relationship with my name. And I just wonder how many people are out there who also feel like, damn, like I am proud of my name.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do like the name that my parents gave me, but it is also challenging to kind of use that name when you're navigating around the world, you know? And we also tend to kind of judge a lot of people for changing their name or using a nickname or like any other. We're just like, oh, you're just whitewashing your name.
Yeah.
It's that choice that you make of what battles do you want to pick and what battles are you kind of okay with. And sometimes you already make those decisions before you even become an adult, you know, like you make those decisions as a kid. And, you know, obviously if I was in college and that's the first time someone called me Bharath, I'd probably be like, bro, like I'm Bharath, you know? So we've got a good friend of mine on the call who's going to answer a few questions. So tell us, what's your name and what does it mean?
So my name is Jalila Elfeji, and I believe Jalila means exalted or noble. Exalted and noble, that's what it means.
Okay.
And Bharath, do you want to tell everybody what exalted means? Because we had to look it up.
Exalted apparently means great or revered, basically something that's held at high regard.
Wow, then that fits me perfect.
Yeah, of course it does. And actually, I looked up your name before our call, and I realized that your name, Jalila, has a boy version or a male version called Jalal or Jaleel, which is pretty cool too.
Which I never made the connection.
And I never knew that was a thing.
Jalila, do you wish you had a different or a simpler name?
No, there was a point in my life where, you know, I wanted to change a lot of things about me. Just because I grew up in a primarily white town.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I wanted to change, including my name. But that was only for a short period of time. Now I love my name. I think it's really unique. I think it's beautiful. And I've never met another Jalila in my life, except for my aunt. That's it.
I think it's a pretty unique name in this part of the world.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure. Do you usually have issues with people mispronouncing your name?
Absolutely. Story of my life. I remember growing up, especially in school, anytime we took roll call or attendance, I knew they were coming up to my name because there was always a moment of hesitation. So they would name like Mary, John, Jill, Jalila, that's me. It's me, Jalila, every single time. So
do you usually have the issue of different groups of people pronouncing your name differently?
Everybody pronounces my name differently.
What do you do if you're in a situation where there's one group of people that maybe calls you Jalila and then another group of people that you've kind of just never corrected, but maybe call you Jalila and then you're in the same room with them? You ever had that awkward moment?
I have. And you know what? If I don't really like talk to certain group of people that much, I just let them mispronounce my name. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm never going to see them again. It's totally cool.
Can you give us examples of people mispronouncing your name?
So the most notable one was in health class. She was taking attendance and she names all of these names. And then she says, Jaquita.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That is not even close.
it's not even close, fam. There's no Q. There's no T. There's no nothing. I think she was just not being, she was just being lazy, man. I mean, how else do you explain that? Dude, it was so embarrassing. Like, I'm my eighth grade self. You know, I'm already insecure as it is. I'm the only brown girl in class. So I know she's saying my name. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm Jaquita. It was so weird.
Oh, man.
And I remember, like, I remember people looking over at me and like kind of giggling because they know that's not my name. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow. That was probably the worst pronunciation that I've had. Right now, and even in the past like 10 years, I have a great relationship with my name. Just kind of maturing a little bit and becoming more, you know, self-aware of, you know, my own background and all that, and accepting it and being proud of it. I'm also, you know, includes your name as well. So yeah, everything associated with your background. So like I said before, I did not like it. I did not like it for a while, but I do now.
Hi, Chiku. Welcome to our podcast. What is your name and what does it mean?
My name is Srivatsan. It's a Hindu name that depicts the god Vishnu or Lord Venkateshwara.
Okay. And I know that you have another name, Chiku. Do you prefer to go by that name?
Yeah, because I do go by Chiku as well, which I actually don't know what it means. I know it's also fruit in India, but yeah. Yeah, I think it's very situation dependent. Like, you know, your conversation on names is interesting because I do notice that with certain type of people, maybe I'd be more likely to go with Chiku. I prefer it in a more like social setting because I feel like Chiku is my informal name, my nickname. Whereas Srivatsan, I use it on anything official, like at uni, if I'm communicating with professors.
So do you introduce yourself as Srivatsan when you're in a professional setting?
Yeah, so mostly in a professional setting, I'll go Srivatsan 100% of the time. But with friends, sometimes I'll tell them I'm Srivatsan, but like everyone can call me Chiku. But sometimes I just go straight up with Chiku. And I think it's like very dependent on the setting and like who I'm with. And on 99% formal occasions, I'll go with Srivatsan.
Do people ever mispronounce your name when you introduce yourself as Srivatsan?
Yeah, so like partly why I like to go with Chiku is because it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
And so Srivatsan is a bit more difficult, even considering where I grew up, where those type of names aren't common. But that should not necessarily mean that people should not be able to pronounce my name. But I think I just got very comfortable with just going with Chiku because I know it's easier for everyone. And to like skip the whole step, I just go like it's sometimes I think it's easier.
Do people ever get confused if you're in a group of, let's say, professionals or coworkers who call you Srivatsan, and then there's another group that know you as Chiku, and then you introduce yourself or refer to yourself in one name and one group is like, huh, what's that?
Yeah, so like, you know, I've been doing my master's in London, and part of that is the same situation. So I decided I wanted to use my name Srivatsan a lot more than I have in the past. So I did introduce myself to a lot of people as Srivatsan. But then like if they added me on social media, they'll see Chiku. So some people messaged me and they were like, oh, we thought Srivatsan and Chiku are two different people. so it did cause a bit of confusion in class, but I hopefully like cleared a lot of those doubts.
And
in terms of conscious, I mean, in the past, especially when I was younger, I did feel a bit insecure in the sense like, you know, my name was very long and difficult to pronounce. And then there's having two names and you know, the confusion that can cause, like even my social media accounts, like it's like deciding, do I want to be Srivatsan or Chiku? And then, you know, I had a Srivatsan for some point, but it's so difficult if I'm introducing myself as Chiku or a lot of people know me as Chiku, then there was a lot of confusion. So there was a little bit of that, but now I feel like I'm a lot more comfortable with my names and like using them interchangeably with some people and letting everyone know like my real name is Srivatsan, but I go by Chiku, because previously I would just say Chiku and like some people wouldn't even know my name was Srivatsan. So I've kind of been working on that.
Right.
Do you wish you had a different or a simpler name?
I mean, I wouldn't say I didn't in the past, but now I'm confident with my name and I'm happy with it. And right now I wouldn't change it, and I'm happy with kind of how I'm working on it. And I feel like as I grow older and mature, I'm getting like more and more accustomed to it and more like happy to use it than in the past.
We've got another special guest that we're going to ask a few questions. So tell us, what's your name?
My name is Narayan, and people at home call me Rahul.
Okay. How are you related to us by any way? Are you related to us?
So you, sir, you're my brother. And you, my lady, you are my lady.
Wow.
Do people ever mispronounce your name?
Quite often. Well, I have two names. So with Rahul, they either say Rahul or they say, yeah, I guess they only say Rahul. And then on Narayan, they don't even attempt to start. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So you pronounce your name as Narayan. Is that the way you know, associate your name as Narayan? Because isn't it traditionally pronounced as Narayan?
Yeah, so traditionally the na is emphasized a lot more. But because of my phonetic upbringing, I just go with Narayan.
So Narayan versus Narayan.
That's correct. Mm. Within India, there are variances to my name. For example, up north, it's Narayan, and deep south, it's Narayanan. There's all those variations that people take liberty at based on where they are from or based on their background. But my name is Narayan.
Do you associate yourself with Rahul or Narayan or Narayan?
Actually, both. I think subconsciously, when it comes to formal settings, when it comes to people that I'm introducing myself to based on how I got to know them, that introductory name changes. So for example, if I'm at work, something profession related, things of that kind, or in a formal setting, I go by Narayan, but at home, it's Rahul.
Have you ever been in a situation where you are with both groups of people in the same room and then someone calls you Rahul and maybe folks from work are like, huh, what's that?
Yeah, that's happened quite often. And I just think that's me as well. So
So you kind of explain it to them that, hey, that's my kind of nickname.
Yeah, but folks who know me as Rahul also know me as Narayan, and they're has subconsciously referring to me as Narayan when they recognize that they are with folks who know me only as Narayan. I can't remember of a situation where someone knows me as Rahul primarily and sort of is surprised that someone only knows me as Narayan.
I think I've had more of that experience with Rahul or Narayan's name, especially when I was in settings with, you know, when you were in college. So everybody there knew you as Narayan, especially in, you know, your master's. So I would just be referring subconsciously as, oh yeah, Rahul and I did that. And then they'll just look at me for a few seconds and I'll say, ah, actually, my husband's name is Rahul as well, but I'm talking about Narayan.
I don't know where that sort of segregation came about, because I do remember, like, in undergrad, I did go by Rahul, both in the professional and in the sort of private settings. So the on-campus job and the folks I knew in that department, they knew me as Rahul. My professors knew me as Rahul. So I don't know where that happened, but it happened somewhere between my undergraduate, till now. I don't know where.
I have another question. Do you know what your name means?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I looked it up. I guess let's try with Narayan. I do know that it's an alternate name for the Lord Vishnu, but I did do some digging, and apparently in Sanskrit, it means shelter of man.
Mm. I love that you actually found the meaning, because I think with Indian names, people just stop at, oh, it's another name for India. Oh, it's another name for this lord. Oh, it's another. Okay, yeah, we get it's a name, but what does it mean? You know, like that person was named it, but what does it mean? So I'm glad you figured out what the meaning of the name was.
Hi, Natasha. Welcome to Two Suitcases.
So tell us, what's your name? And if you know, what does it mean?
So my name is Natasya. It's spelled with a double S and a J-A, but everybody calls me Natasha. Natasya, the way that it's spelled, means born on Christmas Day in Russian. Natasha, the way that it sounds, means I am thankful in Bemba, which is a Zambian language. So it depends how you look at it, what my name means. If you look at pronunciation, it means I am thankful. If you look at how it's actually spelled, it means born on Christmas Day.
Which name do you relate to more, Natasya or Natasha?
I would have to say Natasha, because I can count the number of people in my life on a hand that have ever called me Natasya. So I've never really identified as being Natasya, even though that's how it's spelled. So I relate more to Natasha, which is a very commonly known Zambian name. It's a very common girl's name in Zambia. So I relate more to SHA, so Natasha, although I don't spell it like that. So my full names are Natasya Tinabek Chelemu. Tinabek is an Afrikaans name, so I've been told, although when I speak to Afrikaner people, they tend to say not really, but they can see how it could be partly Afrikaans. Anyway, long story short, it's an Afrikaans name from my great-grandmother who was from the Cape. And yeah, so it means small mouth.
Do you wish you had a different or a simpler name growing up?
Growing up, weirdly, I wanted to be called Ruby because there's a character that I liked on EastEnders called Ruby, which is very random. But I was also kind of really, I really was into this idea that an English name would be better. But as I've grown into myself and a love for Africa and African culture, I sometimes wish I was called Natasia, which sounds a lot like Natasha, but it's a Mambwe name, which would be of my tribe. So it would help me feel a bit more connected to my Mambwe tribe if I was called Natasha. So sometimes, like, I do mockingly tell people to call me Natasha. So if you ask me between Natasha and Natasha, I would say I prefer Natasha.
Does anyone ever call you Natasha?
No, not even the parents that gave me the name. No. randomly, some people in certain rooms, if they're calling it out on a register, like I've had a few people in the US say it correctly. And there was one lady at my work who's Polish, but she was like, by the way, in my country, your name would be pronounced Natasha. And I was like, oh my word, that's actually the correct pronunciation. So maybe a handful, very few. Most people say Natasja or all sorts of odd things, but rarely ever Natasha.
Natasja is something we can see.
Who calls you Natasja?
Are we going there? Are we really going there? Because I'm here for it. My mother-in-law calls me Natasja and I love it. I'm here for it. I'm here for Natasja as well. I'm really here for it. At least it's an effort to be closer to my name.
Do you get offended when people mispronounce your name?
Not at all. Not at all, because it's not obvious that the J is supposed to be a Y. And I think unless you have a Russian background or a background where that makes sense to you, I wouldn't know either. So because I wouldn't pronounce my own name correctly if I swear it for the first time, I don't get offended at all that people can't pronounce it. I'm actually more impressed when people can do it correctly because I'm like, damn, look at you, well-traveled and all. So no, I don't get offended at all.
All right. Thanks, Natasha. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope you were able to take something away from this conversation. Please follow us on our Facebook and Instagram at Two Suitcases Pod. Again, that's at Two Suitcases Pod spelled out. Feel free to leave feedback, ask questions, or even suggest topics for future episodes. Look out for the next episode on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Thanks for unpacking with us. See you next time.